So we're up to page Reish Chof Gimel, Simen Mem. Simen Mem, Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, Simen Mem, Halacha Vav. Im li'achas shofach hamayim al yodoy achas, nogasham biyodoy hashniya. If after you wash your hand, one of your hands, so you wash it one time or two times, ideally you should wash the right hand twice, like we learned, because you want to remove the dirty water. The first time you wash, it's magic. When you wash your hand, you extract the tumah from your hand onto the water. So where is the tumah now? The tumah is on the water. Your hand is cleansed. Your hands have no tumah, but the water has the tumah. When you wash it a second time, you're washing away the water that's contaminated. Problem is, your hand is still wet. Your right hand is still wet. Just think about it. Take up the cup, wash it so your hand is wet. This hand is dry, this hand is wet. This hand is completely tar. Not only is it tar, not only is your hand tar, the water is tar. You're 100% tar. But this hand is still tameh, because you have not yet washed this hand. If this hand will now accidentally touch the wet hand, you will have contaminated the tumah of this hand, will now have contaminated this hand, so you've defeated the purpose of washing your hands. So you have to be very careful not to allow the hand that's still dry to touch the hand that is wet. Well, for that matter, don't shake hands. Don't shake your wet hand, right? Oh, shalom aleichem, and get someone all wet. Besides the fact that he's not going to be very happy that you've made him wet, he will in turn have contaminated your hands. More than you've harmed him, he has harmed you. Believe it or not. Im li'achas she'shofach hamayim al yodoy achas, noga sham biyodoy hashniya. Im odom acher noga sham. A child, think about a child, a mother and her children, right? So the child always jumping on the mother or on the father, and the father washes one of his hands with both hands, and his hands are still wet, and then his child goes and touches him. It's not so uncommon. He touches him, so now the child has contaminated the father or the mother. Then nitmu hamayim sha'al yadoi, then the water on your hand has become contaminated, which in turn has contaminated your, once the water is contaminated, then your hands are contaminated. And therefore, v'tzach l'nagvam, therefore you have no choice but to start all over again. What do? V'tzach l'nagvam, you have to dry your hands thoroughly, v'litol pam shenis, and wash again. Period. Ach im ira loy kein liacha shekvar berach lo yivarch shenis. But if this already happened after you made the bracha, if this already happened after you said made the bracha asher kedushon b'mitzvot said al natilas yadayim, and then someone touched your hands, then you should wash again, absolutely. But you do not repeat the bracha. The bracha you only make once. Now, by the way,
why do you have to dry your hands? Why can't you just pour?
Why? And you're right. You're making a very good point. Now, yes, yes. Because why do you have to actually dry your hands? Well, first of all, you have to make the bracha while your hands are still wet, because once your hands are dry, then the mitzvah is completely over. There's nothing more to do. Me'ikar hadin, we discussed this. Really, you should make the bracha before you wash your hands. That would be the ideal thing to do, to make the bracha oiver la'asiyasan, to make the bracha before you wash your hands. The only reason why we do not make the bracha before we wash our hands, because you can't. Because since the whole purpose is to make the tire your hands, so you're tumah, you're in a state of tumah, so you have no choice. But to delay the bracha as much as, to make the bracha before the mitzvah is over, we attempt to as much as possible. So once you wash your hands, you pretty much finish the mitzvah, but not totally, because there's still more you're going to do to clean your hands, and that's to dry off the water. So you're supposed to make the bracha before you dry your hands. Now, where's your nafkamina? Nafkamina, what you're pointing is, what about electric dryer? What exactly do you use to dry your hands? Is there a hakpada to use a towel? So the end, what? Or is there a hakpada even to dry your hands altogether? Is drying, that's the question, is drying part of the mitzvah? Is there any part? The mitzvah is to get the tumah. So once, there is an afkamin. Let me explain. If you only wash your hands once, then yes. Because the water is still tameh. By washing once, you've extracted the tumah from your hands. It's now on the water. So your hands are touching. You can't go eat. You can't touch the bread. By touching the bread, you're going to contaminate the bread because the water, your hands are moist, and the moisture is tame. So you have to dry your hands to get rid of that, to get rid of that tumor. So what do? We wash a second time. Washing a second time really is no different than putting your hands under an electric dryer or waving your hands until your hands become totally dry. Then the water is gone, and then the tumah disappeared because the water is gone. So in a chanami, there is no hakpada to use a towel. Some people learn that part of the mitzvah, there are opinions, I don't know all the sources, but it appears there are opinions that there's an ideal, the chatchila, you should dry with a towel. That's part of the mitzvah of removing the tumah. Even though when you wash a second time, you remove the tumah, there's still something to it. But that's a minority opinion. The majority opinion is, there's no inyan of drying hands. Inyan is getting rid of the tumah. You wash, you extract the tumah, it's in the water, that's it, the mitzvah is over. How do you get rid of that water? Wash again, dry with a towel. You want to use an electric dryer, because don't hate. I think the Shalom Tzimlach brings this down, if I'm not mistaken.
So,
yeah.
Why is it not permitted to dry your hands on your clothing?
That's a Kabbalah. Nothing more than Arizal's Kabbalah Kosher L'Shikcha. Nothing to do with Halacha. Bring it down. We're chayish for this.
That's why it is a minute when you spritz the kids with your fingers. Because it's holy water.
Only water. Well, the truth is, if you only wash one time, it's not a good idea. You shouldn't.
It's a bad thing.
If it's the second time, right? Second time, it's with clean water. There's no harm in starting up with that.
It says here, if you touch your hands, let's say you're wet, you touch your hands, you have to start all over again. It says v'tzarach l'nagvan.
Yeah.
You have to wipe your hands at that point in time, just washing.
Where are we reading from? V'tzarach l'nagvan litol pam if. So your hands become the water.
Why do you have to wipe your hands at that point in time?
Because your hands are tame. I mean, why do you have to wipe your hands again?
Just wash.
So it could be I hear the question, I'm not clear, but it could be that if you're washing hands that are wet, that's not called you washing your hands. That's called you washing off the water. The power, this is a very mystical thing. We don't know how this works. You have to extract the tumah from your hands. In order for this magic to work, to extract the tumah, the water has to be applied to dry hands. If there's water, what are you doing? I'm not washing my hands, I'm washing off the water. There's a chatzitza, so to speak.
How did the tumah get back into your hands?
Someone touched you.
No, but the water is a barrier between your hands.
It automatically penetrates. Magic.
Penetrates into your hands.
If someone who's tame touches you, they're touching you, they're not just touching the surface of water, they're touching your skin itself, they're touching both the moisture, they automatically contaminate your hands. If your hands are wet, or even they're dry for that matter, hands are wet or they're dry, and someone who has not washed their hands touches you, they have contaminated your hands.
But the person who just touched your hands...
If he already washed, then it's okay. He's not tame anymore. If a person already washed, someone who washed touches your hands, and you have washed, you're okay. Because you're both tar. It seems that the water automatically, the water becomes tame, and the water is metame you. Water, we're very machmir with water. Water doesn't go down madregos. Water always goes up. Even if a shein of midrabanan touches water, the water becomes a reshein. So water automatically will serve as a medium to transfer tumah from one person to the next, even if you don't touch the physical flesh.
If you wash when your hands are wet, and the tumah, you're actually... Water doesn't go where there's water. So it's not really being matar where there's water.
I don't understand.
Let's say you want to take a kli to the mikveh.
Yeah.
And it can't go all the way. So
right.
You make it wet beforehand.
Right, right, right.
The mikveh. And then you put it because you say, it was already in the mikveh.
So what does that accomplish?
So if your hands are tame with tame water and you put fresh water on it,
that type of tumah is
not going to be pushed away by the water.
Okay.
So the tame water is still going to be on your hand. You're going to have clean water over it, but it's not going to be mitired water. We're talking about.
I hear you say, I'm not sure how that works. I know the halacha is you have to moisten your hand before you touch the kli. I'm not sure.
Right, so over here, you have to dry it. Some people are machmer that they actually wipe their hands
dry before they start.
Right,
because when you wash, you have to wash dry hands. If you have moisture on your hands, the water is not touching your hand. When the water in halacha, even though, of course, the water is touching anyway.
It goes on top of it, it doesn't...
But in halacha, it's not considered that area that you've washed your hands. You've washed away water. Even though maybe physically you're right, the water is so powerful, the force, the water actually touches your hands. In halacha, there's a different world. In halacha, there's water on your hands and new water is being applied. It's considered that you've just washed away dirty water. You have not washed your hands. You have not extracted the tumah from your hands. So you have to start off with completely dry hands. Because one halacha I forgot to mention from last time, very interesting halacha. Let's say you wash, perfect, with the perfection. And then you say, you know what? I'm not hungry. I don't want to eat. I don't want to make hamotzi lechem in eretz. Is it considered to be a bracha levatala of al netilas yadayim? And the answer is no, nothing wrong. You can laugh as long as at the time when you wash your hands you have kavana. I am planning on having a meal to eat bread, and you're sincere. And then you wash, and you make a bracha al netilas yadayim, and then suddenly your wife says something to you. Doctor came back with a report, cholesterol is high and don't eat this piece of bread, it's no good. It's not a bracha levatala to decide on the spot, I don't want to eat bread. And you can just stop right there and go back and do whatever you want. So the bracha of al netilas yadayim is not 100% linked to the birchas hamotzi.
Did the Kohanim make brachas when they did the kiddush yadayim?
L'chor they did. That was yesterday's daf, right? Yesterday's daf. They washed 10 times. They washed 10 times. Kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. I don't know. L'chor they did. It's a mitzvah. You have to wash.
You should have a separate towel also. I mean, the towel.
Oh, tash not be moist. That's a very important halacha. Oh, that's a very big problem. A moist towel. So moist towel. A moist towel is a very big problem. If you have you dry your hands, I think he brings it down over here. We'll learn to learn it soon. The moist towel is not a good idea because the moisture has someone else's tumah.
If the guy did it twice, then it doesn't.
Or even if not, let's say it's inevitable that someone's going to pass around the towel who's not getting washed their hands in the kitchen. No, you have a towel, dish towel, or someone washed it. You're passing around the towel.
Your face and the towel, so your face is.
His face, the tum, is that, that's not tumma. Is that, I don't know. Obviously, you can't see moisture. There's different degrees of moisture. Tafiach al nas. Just because something is moist doesn't mean that in halach it's called wet. Generally, in halach, in order for it to be called wet, it has to be able to drip, able to give moisture to something else. A towel that you wash your hands, usually it absorbs a good part of the liquid, and you can't say that it's so moist unless it's soaking wet. I mean, that it's going to cause something else to get moist to the degree that in halacha it will be considered to be wet. So, l'chor, it's not a problem, but it's definitely not an ideal thing to use a wet towel. Yeah.
I've always had this question. Suppose you're about to wash for the food, but before you do that, you go to the bathroom and you come out and you're going to wash your prasha yotza. How do you?
Oh, so he's going to discuss that. Okay, he's going to discuss that. Yeah, you discuss that. Yeah. So you don't. So you're supposed to wash and come out of the bathroom, not in a netila, a halachic netila. Okay, we're going to come to that. We're going to come to go to those.
Birkas Kohanim. After you wash, let's say you forget, somebody puts out his hand, your Shabbos, and you shake somebody's hand.
I don't think it's a problem. No, I don't think so. No, because in shul, everyone in shul is assumed to have clean hands. You're not allowed to daven unless your hands are clean. In halacha, you have a right to assume that everyone's hands. The washing for birchas kohanim is
a. So a lot of people when they come to shul,
it's a minog. It's not. It's not a. What? It's not a real netila. It's a minog to preserve the flavor of what it was like. But Mikar Hadin, everyone in shul is assumed to have clean hands. You know, like a daven. Mikar Hadin, that's why you're supposed to wash hands before you daven mincha. That's why we don't do this. Most people don't do this. But it's okay. That's what it's assumed. It's assumed that your hands are clean.
There's a minog, not a minog. Yeah, it's practical. You see Chazanim, when they come to shul and they give them good Shabbos, they give you the elbow.
But
they don't want germs.
Who said again? What happened?
The hand is the chazan. Everyone has to, yeah.
Maybe just
so
that.
He gives the elbow for Shalom because he doesn't want everyone to get
it. They want you to get the $10 bill with the hand.
He gives you the elbow.
But you can't take the $10 bill with the elbow.
I know someone went to a doctor and they asked the doctor, the doctor says, you're not well, you shouldn't shake hands, don't come in contact with people. So the person said, very sincere, said, I go to synagogue on Saturday, and like, my friends, they all, they say to me, hello, and the custom is shake. So the doctor says, so you just go like this.
Yeah, right.
But you see a lot of
they don't check in. Okay, once we're on the topic, let me tell you a joke. Let me tell you, this joke is gold. It's one of the best jokes I've ever heard. So you better laugh hard. Okay, we have a coin here. Any more than one coin? Just one coin? Now, when you finish duchening, what do people do when they finish duchening? After it's all over, after Kaddish, Yashakoyach! Right, Yashakoyach! You're supposed to give the coin a Yashakoyach. Why? Why in the world do you give? So the answer is the simply because the Ahava, they have no obligation to bless with love. They go overboard and they bless with love. That's the halacha, that's the pashat. But there's a much better reason why you give a coin a Yashakoyach. The only ones that are able to clean out the people in the Mizrach are the Kohanim. Clean sweep. Get all those people out of there. Good? The rabbi does not like this joke. You see, this is not going to resonate well with the rabbi. The rabbis don't like this. What? Okay, so next time they say Yashakoyach, you'll know why they're saying Yashakoyach. You cleaned out the Mizrach. Okay.
Actually,
the Kohen
has to give the people
shukah
that they don't swipe the shoes.
They don't steal the shoes, okay. So okay, let's go Zayin, up to Halacha Zayin. Me she'en le'kli yachal litbol yod bidon. Now we come to, if your person does not have a utensil, these are very complicated halachas. If you don't have a utensil, so we learned already to spend so much time learning about the utensils, and different types of utensils, and it has to be complete. There cannot have any leaks. So one thing I left out, I came across, is used to be. I don't know if it's still common. They used to have cones used for washing the paper cups, but the paper cup does not have a base. In order that it shouldn't stick, stand around, it shouldn't. It used to be such a thing of cones. Yeah. Yeah? Yeah. They have such thing for washing?
No.
It seems like they used to have cups, washing cones, and it was specifically designed. Yeah? And it came to a point?
Yeah, they came to a point. You don't see them much anymore. Okay. They came to a point, but it wasn't good for washing because it doesn't.
Oh, so that's the question. So the question, this is a very big question. First of all, paper cloth, can you use a paper cloth for washing? Okay, so let's assume you can. Let's be naked. It's a kli, even though paper is not makabel tumah, but if it's used as a kli, so it's no different than klei glolim, the Gemara talks. So let's say paper is okay. But one of the conditions is mentioned in the past simonim is it has to be able to stand without any support. So Rabbi Bruin, not in here, but in the Kuntres Achron, in the later edition, he writes that those paper cones that were common in his time, in different rest stops, wherever they had, is kosher. because when Chazal gave a takana that has to be able to stand on its own, that's when it was made to stand on its own, and it broke. It was made to stand on its own. It was flat on the bottom, had legs, and now it broke. Oh, it's no longer a kli. But these cones that were designed specifically in this shape, because they don't want people lying around, they don't want the containers, they will throw away. So that it's kosher. You can use those paper cones as a washing. It was a very big chiddush halacha with regard to that halacha of standing by its own. Okay, zayin mishem lekli. Let's say you cannot come up with a utensil. You're traveling. Yochel litvol yadav benar. So the next best thing is you can dip your hands in a river. And over here it's really a river. The mikvah hakasheru l'tilas nashim or the kosher mikvah. A river is not kosher for nashim. A river, generally speaking, is problematic. Women should never go to a mikvah in a river because sometimes the river is coming from rainwater. And rainwater that is in movement is not good for a mikvah. Only thing that's good for movement, water that is flowing, is only kosher if it's spring water. Has to be spring water. If the water is spring water, it can be flowing. If the water is rain water, it's good water. But it must be stationary. If it's in constant movement, it's flowing, it's no good. So rivers, depending on the time of the year, many rivers are part spring, part melting snow, and those are problematic. But when it comes to netilas yadayim, the rules are relaxed, as we're going to see, and you can dip your hands in even a river, moving water that's flowing, or in a mikvah, or a mikvah akshel l'tilas nashim, or a mayan, a fountain, afilu ein by abam sa, a bigger chiddush, even a mayan that does not have the requisite amount for an isha 40 sa, but it's natural water, rakshem rishem is gansim bo yada pamachas, you can immerse your entire hand in one shot. That is enough, like a needle. There's a whole question halacha. You can be table a needle in a mayon. That's not a bar mitzvah, but the body of water is natural spring water, and it's large enough to contain the entire needle. Different opinions.
Does a mayon need a bar mitzvah? I thought a mayon never needed a bar mitzvah.
So that's the point. Depends. Halacha, I think we're machmir. If I'm not mistaken, we are machmir midrabanan. But when it comes to the tilas yadayim, we're definitely makel. This time it's not a real tahara. It's just a takanas chazal. We're extremely lenient, and one of the leniencies is in this respect that if you want to dip your hands in the mayan, if the mayan is less than a bar mitzvah, it is okay. Or a river, for that matter. River is, even though the river is flowing. What bracha do you make? So here's something which people right away. Oh, you make a bracha al tzvilas yadayim. That's not true. When you dip your hands in the body of water, it depends. What do we mean? It means that there are two different types of water. There is netila, and there is when a person washes. Let me just remove this important idea. When a person washes in the red with the utensil, the water must be clean. If the water is filthy water, it's no good. We'll go into that later on. The water has to be water that is considered to some degree. I don't know if you're going to actually drink it, but it's considered to be clean water. When you immerse your hands in a mikvah, it doesn't have to be clean. It can be filthy water that you would never drink. It's not royal lishasia. It's not right for drinking. But it's kosher mikvah water. It has a lach of water. When the water that you're dipping in has the mila, that it's also clean water, no less clean than the water you use for washing, then you still make the bracha of al netilas yodayim. Because when you wash, it's a bigger mile that your hand should be clean. Netila means washing. Netilas yodayim. It's a bigger mile. When you're washing, by not washing, but by dipping your hand in a mikvah, and it happens to be the mikvah, it's a kosher mikvah, but it's filthy, dirty water, and you would never drink such water, then you can't say netila because your hands aren't really clean. But your hands are tahar. Your hands are tahar, so you say al tzvilas yadayim. So people make a mistake and they think, including myself, is that tzvila is a higher madrega. Ah, so if I'm eating my lunch, and downstairs in the shul there's a mikvah, I'm going to go downstairs to the mikvah, I'm going to dip my hands in the mikvah, and I'm going to have the maila of making the bracha, asher kedeshonu b'mitzvah, al tzvilas yadayim. It's a mistake. It's a much bigger mila to make the bracha al netila. I don't even know if you can say it al netila by a mikvah water because of the chlorine.
You might not even be able to make a bracha in the mikvah.
because people are not dressed. People are not dressed. It's the base of merchats. Okay. But so you'll go outside, whatever. You'll dip and you'll go outside before you dry. But I don't even know if you could make a bracha if a person would bring up water from the mikvah. Can you wash? You make a bracha. Is a kasha for washing such water? I'm not sure. Chlorine. What they do when you all the chemicals they put in? I don't know. Maybe and maybe not. But it's not a nyla. It's
well, a zecher can take water in a shaplach.
Of course, you take it and you wash with it.
So would you make it that?
No. You have to. I take it back. You have to know if the water is called clean water. We'll have learn the halachos coming up soon. In order to make a bracha of netilah, when you wash in a regular way, the water must be clean water. What is called clean? What is called clean water for washing is a much higher standard than water that is kosher for a mikvah. Even though you think, mikvah for isha, for nida, it's daraisa, yet it has two different sets of rules. Eating, when you're eating, you want to have clean hands, you shouldn't get sick. If washing is going to make you more sicker than not washing your hands, you're defeating the purpose to some degree.
The Hanim could have made a tefillah's candle. Tefillah should die, because the water was a kosher.
No, but they weren't dipping. They were not dipping in the kiyar. The water was being poured upon them. The key opened up spouts.
But they didn't. We said the spouts were built.
It was spring water. That was practical reason because they didn't want to go shove water carriers in the base of Hamidish the whole day.
They didn't use cups. They poured straight from the mikvah onto their hands.
From the spouts onto their hands.
That was from the mikvah. It was attached to
that. That's called a kli because those basins, the key was movable. It was a kli.
So how does a kli give you? We said the mechonos that was attached to karka.
No, the mechonos that was just the supply, the source, but those pipes fed into kalim. They had to be separate. The basins from which they washed their hands had to have the status of a utensil. Otherwise, you have a problem. It has to be a utensil. They had a sophisticated.
If it was a utensil, then it's makabel tumah.
Right, we want that. We want it to be makabel tumah.
It's the whole kli tumah. Yeah, okay.
Well, we wanted there to be a potential for the kli to become tumah, but the kohanim that came to wash their hands, if it were tahar, they were tahar. They're not that tumah. When your hands are tumah, the kli, your hands are shniyos at most. And a kli can only be makabel tumah from an avat tumah.
So why did they have to do the tihur? Because of
kachin? Yeah. For kachim, gzeres hakasav, you have to wash your hands, but they had no potential to be metama.
So it didn't make a difference. Why did you have to have mechainas? You can have plain water in it.
You could in a chanami. You could. This was the kiyah was gzeres hakasav. You have
but
a kiyah,
but it didn't have to be mechuba.
It could not be, but mechuba would be puzzle.
But we say the mechainas was the answer to why it was a kasher mikvah.
No, that was the Yam Shel Shlomo. The Yam Shel Shlomo was a kosher mikvah.
So what did they use it for?
What, the Yam Shel Shlomo?
Yeah.
So they used to be toivel kale that became tamei. Well, they used it.
The shvarim, the heads of the.
That was mechubar. The Yam Shel Shlomo was a mikvah. The mechoinois were kalim that were used for kiddush yodayim v'raglayim. The Yam Shel Shlomo. Okay. Also, its mash was used for washing cans. I don't know the answer. I don't know. There's more to it which I do not know. We have to look into it more. So let's go further. Mishen loy kli yitul yachli yitul yad minar. I mikvah kshel lizilas nashon. I mayin afilu by Abraham saw. Rak shem ischansen by Ibrak. Shem ischansen by yadu pamachas. Mevarch gam kein al netilas yadayim uveshas hatchak yachlit bol yadu b'shelek. Okay, so you go out in the winter and there's snow outside. You want to go dip. You can go dip your hands in snow. It's an amazing halacha. You can dip your hands in snow and you can make the bracha of al netilas yadayim.
B'shas
atchak im yesh al pnei haaretz harbe kmo shir mikvah. If you have a varboim saw, it's all mechuber, a lot of snow all over all connected. You can dip your hands. V'im sarach litol yadam mitoch pelumah is a pump. Okay, so let's say you want to wash your hands from a pump. Okay, what's the rule? Yaniach, here is the very chiddush. Yaniach yodei achas samuch la'aretz, v'yodei hashnir yimshoich lohavi olav esamayim, v'achar kach yachlef yodei v'oy shechir v'oy shechaver yimshoich loy. Av miyadayim gevoyo esmen aretz loy also loy netilah. This is a very complicated halacha. You want, no, so let's talk about these, I don't know if these pumps exist today, at least not among us. You have over here a pump that goes down to a well. Okay, there's a real natural, we're not talking about modern piping, and we're talking about you have a well, and the well has a pump, and there's a handle. So when you go and you pump water, that's considered you being toivel, and the water comes out of the pump. It's not called a kli, because it's all mechubal karka. It's called water from a mayan. Now the problem though is, this is a chiddush, when you toivel in a mayan, the essence of a mayan is the water has to be on the ground. If you have a pump and the water comes from the mayan through the pipe, and your hand is between the ground and with your hand is raised from the ground, let's say 20 inches, 10 inches, that in halacha cannot be considered a mayan, because a mayan by definition is not in midair. A mayan is mechubar lekarka. So how then can you wash your hands from a pump? So the answer is, you put your hand on the ground, on the floor, and then you pull the pump, and you draw water from the spring, from the source, it comes up into the pipe, and it comes down on your hand. So now it's considered you're being toivel, you're immersing your hand in a mayan. It's not a real mayan, because the mayan is all the way down deep in the ground. The mayan is 20 feet down, deep down there. I'm not putting my hands 20 feet deep down in the ground. I'm putting my hand, but the fact that my hand is touching the earth, my hand is mechubur lekarka, and now bringing the water from the mayan, having it fall down on my hand, is considered as if I'm being toivel in a mayan. Again, this is not washing of modern day faucet. That it talks about at the bottom. We're not discussing here, you want to go to a faucet, you put your hands, you turn on the knob. That we'll get to later on. We're doing now what's called the equivalent of dipping your hand in a river, dipping your hand in a spring. But there is no spring, there is no river. The best I can come up with is, on a country road, there's some type of a fountain to the well, and there's a pipe, and there's some mechanism where you push this lever. By pushing the lever, you suck the water from the spring 20 feet under the ground, and it comes all the way around, and it pours down. It's called tevilas yodayim. Fine. If we do one thing, you put your hands on the floor, you push the lever, and the water falls on top of your hand. And that is called tefila. If the water is clean water, you can make a bracha of al netilas yodayim. If the water is not clean enough for drinking, then you would make a bracha of al tevilas yodayim. But if you raise your hand above the ground, l'char more than three tefachim, it's no longer loved, more than three tefachim, you would not yotze netilas yodayim. Because you didn't wash, you didn't take off, you have no utensil. Where's your utensil? The pipe? It's not a utensil. It's a mechubal karka. And as far as dipping, you can, having your hand suspended in midair and have water flow in your hand, cannot in any way be considered a tevila, an immersion in a pool of water. The best you can do in Lomdus to make this equivalent to a tevila siodayim is to touch the ground, push the lever, and have the water come on top of your hand while you're touching the ground. And if it's too much of a distance between that, so do one at a time, have someone else pull the lever on your behalf. Okay, obviously today I don't think we have this type of situation. We don't have pumps, not that I'm aware of. You know, anywhere there.
You have pipes outside the house.
Like those are pipes, that's not pumps. That's not coming, that's... Okay, so that look. Let's now look at it. Let's look on the bottom. Okay, look at the bottom. Shemalacha. Litol yada mitoch pulmos shema pump. Pulmos the pump. Atam shetzach lenich yada samach le'aretz. Why do you have to put the pump on the ground? Mishum be pulmos ein shem kli klal. A pump is not a utensil. Virak b'teras tzvila. It's only coming on your hand. You didn't have tzilah, born alav. If your hands are touching the ground, have a ketovel b'mayim atzmo. Aval im yachzak yadav gevoyos. But if you go and you put your hands suspended up in aretz, have a ketovel b'keeping. It's like if you ketovel in arches. If there's a wave, if you're on the beach and a wave comes, and you put your hand in the wave, that's not cool. That's not valid in the Gemara. That's not called a tzilah. That's no good. V'loy mahani. Now, once we get into the topic of a pump, which is not no gelach l'maisa, who has pumps today that draw water from springs out in the street? What's no gelach l'maisa? This man said it's the most similar. A sink. You don't have a utensil. You go on a trip. You got to stop at a rest spot. Rest it. drinking fountain, exactly, a drinking fountain that's electric, that's more problematic. We have an electric thing. Let's see, imutu litol yodamin habarza shebi kreisle habayis. Your kitchen sink that does not have a, you have a cup. Shamayim boy me hamichoynes nahela samayim from the flow of the water company. He named taras netila bevada loy mahani. There's nothing to talk about. Turning on the faucet is not called washing. There's no, that's not called a utensil. She'ein shem kli. This kimasha kosta from Magen Avraham. The tsinor loy mikri kli. A pipe that's permanently attached to the ground in no shape and form can be called a utensil. Elo sheyesh lon. So what then is a shell? Why then can it be good? It should be no worse than being toiva like the pump. It's mechubal lekarka. The water is coming from the reservoir, so maybe it should be considered to be the pulmos case where it's considered to be tvila biyadayim. So e mahani mitaras tvila uve tvila boy lechatchila shei by memsa. And when you do tvila lechatchila, you need memsa unless you have a mayan. Now, one thing is for sure: we don't consider the reservoir to be a mayan. Okay, the reservoir, the water comes from the Catskills, is that correct? Mm-hmm. Comes from the mountains. So from as far as we're concerned, our water is not called Mayan. It's river water. And it's river water, it cannot be considered to be rainwater. And rainwater is not considered to be a Mayan. Therefore, you need 40 sa. So turning on the faucet is not going to do it. Turning on the faucet and putting your hand on the ground is not going to do it.
Unless you're in the country where they do use a mayon for the local...
Okay, maybe you're right. So if you have a place in the country, they have a mayon, and water is all coming from a mayon, and you turn on the faucet, and you put your hand on the ground, you don't need 40 saw. As long as your entire hand gets wet, it's good enough. But that's not going to help you in the city. So what's the next
where
best thing?
Where do you need the 40 saw, though? The
collect it.
40
no, you need to know when you toivo, when you dip your hands, you need there to be 40 saw. Your hands that are going have to be dipped into
it's
a body of water. If it's a mayon, you don't need 40 saw. That's what he said above. But if it's not a mayon, it's rainwater. When you dip, you have to have a body of 40 saw. So maybe the next best thing you can do is you can fill up your bathtub with 40 saw. Sink is not going to do it, obviously. So right away we're finished. There's no solution to go wash with the sink. The chatila shei mem saw kimash kosafar amah uvi diyeved oy b'shasat chag daish miskansin yodav vasachas b'diyeved. Maybe fill up the sink. Fill up the sink. You dip it in. The gam boy mayim kasherim v'loy shuvim. It has to be kosher water. Now water that's been drawn. Elish. You have to make sure that the water is coming directly from the reservoir. It's not water that's coming that's been stored in any types of. It's not going through any systematic.
It's all mechubar.
V'loy shuvim elim hu shuvim shemishiva b'boyle gam tein kosher. I don't know what that stands for. L'kuli alma k'shero l'chein ha-ma'alach b'derecha b'shugush v'mokim shem lo'y b'li yibol l'oniach yodav al ha-maschila shehi mechuberes l'karka v'nas l'shem karka v'amayim shabayim l'shom mitarim ha-yadayim b'toiras tfila. So he seems to be saying one more time, tfila, it's in the bottom that you can do it.
If you fill up the sink and you put your hands there. L'shem
ha-ma'alach b'derech you're traveling oy k'shehu b'mokim shem lo'y kli Yochol lehoniach yodov al hamaschila on the sink. She mechuberes lekarka v'nase l'shem karka v'hamayim shaboyim l'shom mitarim hayadayim b'toras tvila. So what he's saying is this exact thing as the pump works in your kitchen sink. That's what he seems to be saying. That you put your sink, your hands on the bottom of the sink. You have to put your hands on the sink itself, because the sink itself has a din of karka, even though it's not earth, it's metal, or porcelain, whatever you want to call it, but it's mechubal karka, so it's close karka as you get, and you turn on the faucet, and the entire hand gets wet, And as long as the water is completely mechubah from the source, it's saying it's no different than the case of the pump. You can't put your hands in the air. People you don't see will do it. You don't keep putting them down on the ground. You keep holding in the air. Holding in the air is no good. That's not netila. Again, it's certainly not called netila siodayim. For netila, you need a utensil. You don't have here utensils. You have here things that are mechubah lekarga. So you want to be tovel midin tzvila. To be tovel midin tzvila, your hands must be on the ground. That's another chumrah. That's different. That's not what he said. He said before you don't have to do that. Before you get the pump, just put your hand on the bottom of the sink and turn on the water. Here he's saying fill up the sink and then dip your hands into the sink. You don't have to do that. You get one of three brachas. If the water is clean water, you can make the ideal bracha would be to make netilas yodayim. If the water is not clean, then you make the bracha al tevilas yodayim or shetifas yodayim. So halacha lemaisa is telling you two different options. If the sink, you don't have a kli, fill up the sink with water and dip your hands in the sink. That's a chumrah. If you don't want to do it, then the next best thing is to put your hands on the bottom of the sink and then turn on the faucet and then let your hands get all wet, and then after they get wet, you pick them up and you make the bracha before you dry the hands. If you can't even do that, then we're going to learn later on, let's say you're on an airplane, okay, on an airplane, I don't think the water is mechubah lekarka.
If it is, you're in trouble.
Okay, so you're not going to have that solution on an airplane or on a train or in a car, on a bus for that matter. Okay, so what do you do on a bus or on an airplane? So that will come to later on. So you don't have water, so the next best thing is to wear gloves. Don't touch the food. We're going to come to that later on. But the point here is, here you're making a bracha. You're gaining here an amazing thing, because all the other options that we're going to come to later on, all the things which I think people are more familiar with, I can't wash. I'm on an airplane. There's no water. There's no this. There's no that. You can't wash. So you don't wash. And when you don't wash, you don't make a bracha. You don't make al netilas yodayim. All of these examples, the chiddush is you're making a real bracha. You have no utensil, and you're using a sink. You're filling up the sink. You're dipping your hands, or you're just putting your hands on the bottom of the sink and you're turning on the faucet and you're letting it come and cover your hands. You can now make a bracha of al netilas yodayim. So that's the chiddush of the halacha. Yeah. You want to say something?
What a boat, can you do it? Can you consider a boat a kli?
Is a boat called a boat?
Yeah.
I don't know the answer. I don't know. Well, you go on a ship. You go on a ship. And you don't... If you have a kli, it's nothing to talk about. If you have a utensil. But let's say you go on a ship and you don't have kelim. You go on a cruise. There's no kelim. Now you want to wash. So what's... L'chor is like a plane. L'chor it's not mechubah. Because the water on the boat, and the boats and the ships, and now I don't think they... I don't know. All right, let's stop here. Take a little break.